Patriots beat the New York Jets 49-19 last night at MetLife Stadium. Joining us right now is New England Patriots, well, I was going to say linebacker, but you also got to say defensive lineman, Rob Ninkovich. Rob, it's Dale Arnold and Steve DiAsi. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you. Hey, how hard is it, just from a physical point of view, to play two games in 5 days?
It's pretty tough. I mean, especially with the amount of snaps, you know, you get with the Colts game there, it was a high snap game, and you just got a couple days to try and turn around, and usually on a Thursday, you're still recovering, so it's kind of tough to mentally just prepare yourself to know that you're not going to feel 100%. You just have to tough through that soreness that you're going to have.
I was thinking about it last night when I thought about the Houston Texans not only played the two games in 5 days like you did, but played two overtime games in 5 days.
Yeah, that's really tough. I mean, those guys are probably pretty sore today. They're going to need the weekend to kind of just chill out and recover,
Rob, this team, this defense in particular, has been so good. One of the top teams in the league at creating turnovers. Has that been a point of emphasis this year for the defense?
Yes, Steve. I think that in training camp, that's where you kind of get all the basics of team defense. Swarming to the ball. Everyone's getting in there. Securing the tackle. Setting down units. Trying to get the ball out. I think that's all the basic fundamentals that you preach. In the basics of training camp. So this whole year. And I think we've done a good job of, creating turnovers, and in those games where it comes down to a one or two possession game, when we get those possessions off the other team and then we score, that makes us, come ahead in the end of the game. So I think that, we're doing a good job of creating turnovers. Again, I think everyone, looking at total yardage, that you probably give up a little bit too much, but obviously we're working on that to try and, keep teams out of the end zone. But at the end of the day, I think the turnovers, really are the most important part. We're getting our offensive ball, which means that we're going to score.
There's a great historic piece of Patriots video, and I have a feeling Bill has probably shown it to you guys at one point or another, and it's Andre Tippett. I think it's Johnny Hector, the running back that he throws basically at the Jets quarterback. It's a great piece of video. Last night, I watched Vince Wilfork throw a 330-pound man into the quarterback. Now, that is an impressive feat as well.
Yeah, Vince is, Vince is super strong, agile, 350-pound man. They don't make those guys too often. So, the things that he can do, his size and the strength that he has, it's almost impossible for a guy to try and block him just by himself. I think that Vince's track record speaks for itself as far as all the plays that he's made in the years that he's been a Patriot.
Rob, you've evolved into a very active and important player on this defense. What's the difference between your game, 3 years ago, and your game now? Is it just the experience, or is there something else to it?
Well, experience has a lot to do with it. I can remember, just first getting here and, trying to make an impact on special teams, because I knew that was really my only, option at the time, when I got here in 2009.
As a free agent, long snapper, I had to come in and, prove to them that I was more than that, and I was able to, get on the special teams units and, make an impact there. I knew that was going to be my, chance to stick on the team. And, from there, my role just kind of evolved. And, in 2010, I think they had enough confidence in me to give me the start. So, from that point, I think that I just took it and tried to do the very best I could at my role. And then as my role evolved, they just gave me more. So I think that, it's just the more reps and the more confidence you get in yourself, you kind of, you know, realize that, you know, I'm just going to get better and better as the years go on, you know. So it's more comfort, and, you know, I always knew I had the ability to, you know, go out there and make a lot of good plays, but I really needed the opportunity.
There's a saying in the game that says, you know, the ball follows player X around, and I think that it's obvious that the ball follows you around. It seems like every fumble recovery, you're either involved in forcing the fumble or recovering the fumble. Is it just one of those years where the ball happens to be there, or is that something you work on and something you try to be around the ball when it's available like that?
Well, you know, I was taught a long time ago that, you know, the guys that hustle are the guys that are going to get all those turnovers and get, you know, the more chances you have of recovering a football, you know, you have to be next to it. You got to be close to it. So, you know, wherever the ball's at, you know, it's like you just train yourself, hey, turn and run, you know, quick slant. You know, if you turn and run and the guy, you know, gets caught up and, you know, the DB strip and you're coming full speed at the ball, you know, hey, it's right there. You jump on it, you know, you're able to recover it. So, you know, a lot of that has to do with just, you know, effort. And, you know, I try to, every play, even if I'm, you know, super gassed and tired, I try and do my very best just to get to the ball, because that's when things happen, you know. So I think that that's one of the great things that our defense does, is everybody's trying to get to the ball, you know. So that's how we're having a lot of these turnovers, because it's not just the, you know, guy getting the ball out. It's the second guy, third guy, fourth guy that's coming, you know, to get the ball.
Rob, what does this defense have to do to improve as you move towards the playoffs?
You know, I think we need to, you know, as the season's progressed, I'd say the last, you know, couple games were, you know, we just have to tighten a few things up. You know, there's a couple drives that you'd like to have back, especially, you know, in the beginning of the games. I think the last couple games, you know, they get the ball and the coin toss, and they're able to, you know, drive a lengthy drive down the field. That's something that you don't want to do. So I think that number one is getting off the field on third down. We've got to improve on that. Obviously get our offensive ball. And, you know, it's just little things. And I think that, you know, we've been good in the run. Obviously, there's a couple plays here or there that you'd like to have back every game. You know, the Buffalo game, you know, that was a hard game for us as far as a run. But, you know, I think that, you know, we're improving. We're a young defense. You know, we got guys on the field that are still learning. Like, you know, just like myself a couple of years ago, the reps are the most important thing. So, you know, these young kids that we got, you know, they're doing a great job for us. But, you know, as they mature and, you know, get more reps, we're just going to become a better defense.
You get a couple.
That's important.
Sorry. You get a couple extra days off here. Are you a get-out-of-town kind of guy, or a hang around and rest your body kind of guy?
I'm laying in bed right now. I'm just trying to get my body back to, you know, feeling good. You know, the two games back to back are kind of tough. So, you know, I'm going to just hang around here in Foxborough and chill out.
Rob, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks.
All right, thanks, guys.